Chinese President Xi Jinping has stressed advancing the modernization of the national defense and armed forces. The president said a strong country must have a strong army to keep the country safe. President Xi said that China will achieve its 2020 targets this year on the construction of national defense and the army. The Chinese president also called for the completion of a sound triad training system for military personnel, innovation in military human resources, and talent recruitment to strengthen the military. Chinese President Xi Jinping has exchanged congratulatory messages with his Nepali counterpart Bidya Devi Bhandari as the two countries mark the 65th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties. The Chinese president said he's ready to work with his Nepali counterpart to bring greater benefits to people of both countries and make positive contributions to regional stability and development. Hong Kong police have ordered the official arrest of six people on suspicion of violating the law on safeguarding national security in the region. Nathan Law Kwun Trun and Wayne Chen Ka Kui are among the six who fled overseas. The legislation came into effect on June 30th in Hong Kong upon its promulgation by the Special Administrative Region Government in the Gazette. Chinese Vice Premier Sun Chunlan has stressed the preparation for COVID-19 prevention and control in autumn and winter. She calls on local authorities to beef up control of both imported and domestic cases and guard against the occurrence of clusters of cases. Sun also urged efforts to improve the command system for pandemic prevention and control, strengthen tests at customs, enhance emergency response, and maintain strict management of quarantine venues. Chinese regulators will issue administrative penalties to Luckin Coffee after confirming accounting fraud. No further details of the penalties have been given. Investigations found that Luckin Coffee inflated its sales revenue by over 2 billion yuan, or about $320 million of its disclosed figure via fabricated voucher transactions last year. The company also inflated its sales, costs and profits. Russia has pledged a tit-for-tat response to the new EU sanctions against a number of Russian citizens and government agencies over alleged involvement in cyber attacks. The Russian Foreign Ministry criticized the EU decision, which introduces unilateral restrictive measures against a number of citizens and entities of Russia, China and North Korea. A U.S. federal appeals court has overturned the death sentence of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. The court in Boston cited errors in the proceedings that found Tsarnaev guilty and condemned him to death. However, the ruling says Tsarnaev will remain in prison for the rest of his life and the death penalty can be revisited. Tsarnaev and his brother set off a pair of homemade pressure cooker bombs near the finish line of the world-renowned race in 2013. The bombings killed three people and injured over 260 others. Spain has had the biggest spike in coronavirus infections since the lockdown was lifted in June. The country registered 1,525 confirmed cases on Friday. It was the third day in a row that infections topped 1,000 in Spain. Figures are now matching those from the beginning of the nationwide lockdown. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez insisted that Spain must focus on economic recovery after its GDP in the second quarter sank by 18.5% from the previous quarter this year.